Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it's Fun Friday here on the show. And what a fun day it's going to be. Lance Storm is joining us here today. We got a lot to talk about. Tonight is SmackDown. WWE SmackDown with one of the final appearances of John Cena. Setting up the, well, there's a lot of stuff they're setting up. We kind of went over it the last couple of days. But the big September show, head-to-head with All Out. His match with Brock Lesnar. At some point, old Brock is going to show up to set up that match, but he'll be on the show tonight, John Cena. And we'll go over the rest of the lineup, as well as a look at Collision this weekend, Heatwave, and Forbidden Door coming up on Sunday. And then all of the news. We got Dustin Rhodes, his surgery. We'll tell you how that went. Double knee surgery. We've got an update on Will Ospreay. Everybody concerned about his neck in the match on Sunday. He did a, he basically talked about it yesterday. What's going on? Updates on Chris Jericho and WWE. Cora Jade, the former Cora Jade. Tony Khan talks video games. We got the Forbidden Door, Dynamite rating. And, well, it was all right. Also, we're going to take your text messages, phone calls, perhaps. For sure, we will take your emails. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Text messages only. Do not call that number, 425-780-7566. It won't work anyway. F4WOnline at gmail.com. I'm F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Lance Storm will join us for Fun Friday here today. We can talk some TNA and everything else. So plenty to get into here on the show. Hello to everybody listening on Twitch and YouTube. You can put some questions in there as well. Lots to get into. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at the time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today for Fun Friday. And we got a lot to get into here today. I want to do some health updates first, and then Lance has got some things that he wants to talk about. Lance, you realize when you text me all this stuff you want to talk about on the show, just like bring it up on the show. You know what I'm saying? It's your show, too.
Yes, but you tend to talk in long bites and eat up entire segments without actually taking a breath.
Nonsense. That's only when I think you don't have anything to say. If I think you got something to say, I'll shut up. Who ran the show the other day? It was you! When I had to sign up my kid for that camp. I just let you go. And you did great. Everyone was ready to get rid of me. Dustin Rhodes recovering after undergoing double knee replacement on Thursday. Took to social media following his double knee surgery to share post-operation videos and photos. He says, as of right now, he has 2 years and 4 months left. He's proud of AEW. He said, actually, it's kind of hard to determine what he's saying here, but I think that he's going to try to come back. I mean, he says he has 2 years and 4 months left, but a lot of times, you know, if you're injured, they'll add time to the end of the contract or whatever. But all the best to him. I mean, double knee replacement. What have you had done?
I've not had anything replaced.
Really?
I had both knees scoped 15 years ago just for some torn cartilage. Other than that, that's the extent of any surgery I've had.
Really? But you think you might need, shoulders or something?
There is a potential shoulder replacement in my future, yes.
Wow. Good luck, dude. Yeah, Tom yesterday, I got to actually text him back. He texted me during dinner. Like, I was actually eating my dinner. And he asked if I wanted to see his femoral head. And I was like, no, I'm eating. And
even
so,
if you weren't, I think I'm good.
He said, let me know when you're done, but I forgot. So I'll say, I'm done. You might get the live reaction of me seeing Tom's femoral head live here on the program today. All right, we also got the Will Ospreay update. So there's a lot of concern about Will. We've talked about it on every show. So he did an interview, and he talked about this. Screen Off Script was the name of the show. He did say that he's going to need surgery after Forbidden Door. He has two herniated discs, and they are, quote, doing a number on his arm, and that it is being navigated by the medical team. Despite the injury, he does say he is fully confident and comfortable in the ring. And while the situation is nerve-wracking, quote, everyone is comfortable with me going into the match on Sunday. Not taking into account me, Dave, you, hundreds of thousands of fans. He says there's no set date for the surgery or a potential time frame on which he could return. He has been dealing with the issue for 10 months. It says there have been questions about how Ospreay got medically cleared. Yes, I was one of those people. He addressed that in a separate interview with Sports Illustrated, saying initially he was told he would need rest and time off after All In. MRI results came back. He was told by the doctors the injury, quote, is worse than what we thought it was going to be, but that it is manageable. He said the injury is, quote, absolutely fine. He said the surgeon said the discs won't get any worse, but that they need to be corrected. He says, I have a huge medical team around me, the guys that work with AEW. They would not allow me to go into the ring unless it was a huge percentage of risk of me getting hurt. Honestly, do you think my wife would let me go in the ring if there was a huge chance of me dying? So,
Well, death, you know, is not our only concern.
Well, no. This is listen, I'm not his doctor. I'm not his surgeon. I'll presume that everything he's saying is true. It sounds to me like this is a situation kind of similar to what was going on with Seth Rollins. You know, Seth Rollins tore his pec off the bone, and...
What?
He tore his pec.
Seth?
Or Cody, I'm sorry. It was a match with Seth. Cody tore his pec off the bone, and it's like, you're going to be in intense pain. It's going to really, really hurt. It's not going to tear more. It's already torn. Like, if you can gut your way through the pain, it's not like you're going to cause any further damage than is already there. So it sounds like what Will Ospreay is saying is, these discs need to be repaired, if for no other reason than he's starting to get arm atrophy, which you don't want. You don't want it to get past the point of being serviceable, I guess. But it's not like there's anything, it's not like the injury is such that it could lead to him being killed or paralyzed. It's more like if you let this go for a long period of time, you're going to end up with permanent atrophy of your arm. So yes, you can go into the ring. There's no more danger of death or paralysis than there would be if you didn't have this. So you may as well do the match and then get surgery. I believe that's what he's saying here. All we can do is trust him. Look, I'm not a doctor. If that's what his doctor says, fine. Go by what your doctor says. So he's indicating that he can do this match without an issue and then get surgery afterwards. If that's the case, I guess that's fine.
Let's wish him all the best and hope that is the end result.
Yes. Now, you want to talk about MJF. And the storyline with Mark Briscoe. The floor is yours.
Yes, I've come up with a spin to salvage it somewhat. I joke that making sense of ridiculous storylines is my superpower, and I've got real-life facts to back it up. This happened in Scotland, correct?
This happened in Scotland, yes.
Yes. Well, if you followed up by stating that MJF was in fact arrested... But if he left the country immediately and never returned, charges would not be laid. Much like Sid and Arn with the scissor incident, and much like Juventud Guerrero with whatever that incident he had in Australia was, countries often will let you leave and say you'll never come back, then press charges. So you can avoid the criminal aspect of these by just saying he's been deported from Scotland. Now, I don't know the UK ties England to Scotland, whether they would be willing to allow him back if Forbidden Door was in the States, it would be foolproof for me because you could avoid criminal charges. And has been the case with Nick Kahn, establishing that if no charges, criminal charges and convictions are there, then you're fine. We can't mess with your contract. Then you can set that precedent that since no charges were laid in this incident with Mark Briscoe, no criminal conviction, we can't fire him. He did not breach his contract. So you get that out of the way. And you could, and this is a bit of a stretch, but it's been done in wrestling many times. Tony Khan could say, I don't care if criminal charges weren't laid, and if we can't fire him, I'm suspending him. And then you would just need the promo segment by Mark Briscoe and Hangman Page saying, don't do that, Tony. I want to handle this myself. I want to kill this person. I'll keep my language good for Dom here. And please don't suspend him. I want to get my hands on him. I'll even give him the stipulations he wanted because I want to beat him in his own game. Screw this MJF fella. Let him come to the show. And not saying this is perfect, but it removes the risk of dealing with police. It removes the we can't fire him because he wasn't convicted. And you can move on from this story and be at least somewhat in the wrestling bubble of logic.
Well, then what do we move on to? My idea?
Oh, of Mark Briscoe?
Yes.
You can if you want. I don't care at that point. We've at least avoided why he wasn't arrested and charged with terroristic threats.
I didn't like that part of the angle, but I mean, there were a lot of other parts of the angle I didn't like as well. I was actually willing to forgive the attempted murder as long as, like, oh my God, we undid everything.
And the other thing that just the stipulations don't make sense to me, like the title can change hands on a countout. So at what point does the psychology of the match then have to be MJF trying to have people hold him out of the ring for 10 so he can win the world title?
Well, yeah, of course. We'll talk about this because I want to add something about this after the break. Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674, 800-430-0674, 800-430-0674, that's 800-430-0674.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here. Wrestling Observer Live, Lance Storm joining us here today. The only other thing I want to say about the MJF Hangman thing is, MJF, he grew up watching WWE, and you can see that a lot of his stuff is somewhat WWE inspired, and that makes some people mad. But I mean, WWE does a lot of things right. They do a lot of things wrong, but I mean, the idea that they don't do anything right, I mean, they're clearly doing something right, right now at least. But my thing with the one big difference between AEW and WWE is that WWE fans are more into kind of the storytelling aspect. The matches are, like, the match quality is less important than I think it is to AEW fans. AEW fans really do want great wrestling. And I think WWE fans, they don't want bad wrestling, but they will accept, like, good wrestling, Especially if it's got like a finish. And so my point is, with these stipulations they've added to this match, I mean, we'll see what happens on Sunday, but it is going to be more a storytelling match. MJF is going to try to get the guy to DQ himself. MJF is going to try to get the guy counted out. MJF is, it's going to be more the story of he's trying to win using these stipulations that he has attached to this. And then if he loses, you know that he's going to try to lay the guy out and cash in. And then, per my scenario, Mark Briscoe is going to stop that from happening and we go on. So I just feel like this would be something that I think the WWE fans would be more accepting of. But for AEW fans, this is a match where the match would be miles better without these stipulations. Like, Hangman Page and MJF could have an incredible wrestling match, okay? An incredible World Championship wrestling match. That's not what this is going to be. I'm not saying it won't be good. It might be great. But I find it hard to believe that, like, when the match ends, I'm not going to sit there and think, this would have been better as just a straight wrestling match. Yeah, we shall see.
I think the difference you were trying to explain, I think WWE more so uses the matches to advance the stories, where AEW uses the stories to set up the matches. And in this case, I think it's more the WWE version of the story will be furthered by the match. And again, I think AEW fans much prefer the really great matches. And I think because he wrestles so seldom, people forget how good MJF actually is at just wrestling.
Yes. Yes, we had this argument years ago, Lance. I still don't agree with you, really. I kind of see what you're saying, but, like, if you watch AEW, a lot of what they do, a lot of their booking is merely set up by matches. Like, how many times have I seen a show?
Yes, but that's all the angles with the WWE guys.
Well, no, but WWE does more of, okay, this guy attacked this guy in catering. This guy spilled coffee on this guy. This guy, whatever. They'll do more stuff like that to set up matches. Whereas much of AEW is, well, these guys are getting a match because they're on a two-match win streak. Or these guys are getting the championship because we did a tournament and they won. They book via the matchmaking. That's like the big thing about Tony is Tony is a matchmaker more than he is a booker. And remember, I've told the story a thousand times. I hate repeating my material. Remember they had that poll years ago. It was like on Twitter or something, like, who has better storytelling, WWE or AEW? And WWE won by a landslide. And I was like, how? Because this was during the period. This was during the period where Vince was booking and it freaking sucked. And I was like, how can, and the reason was, and I learned it one day when I watched a pay-per-view, you know, there had been a string of a month of Vince booking and it sucked. And like they would book matches and then change it the next week. And, you know, they'd announce seven matches and none of them would happen on Raw. And it was just like a complete mess. And then I remember watching a pay-per-view and whoever this poor bloke and his team were that were responsible for putting these video packages together, like, this guy wasn't paid nearly enough. I watched the video packages that they put together for this pay-per-view. And it was like, oh, my God. How did they make this seem like a coherent story? Because if you watch the TV, it wasn't. But the point was, they did such a great job with these video packages that I think the fans, like, they bought into this great storytelling. And what it actually was terrible storytelling, but some guy was good enough to make a video package where you believed the storytelling was actually good. Whereas if you watch AEW, it's like back then, you know, they would do a good job building matches and storylines through the booking, through the matchmaking. But they wouldn't do, okay, here's a video package of why this match is happening. Here's a recap of why this is happening. They wouldn't do any of that. So fans, you know, if you were not like a hardcore AEW fan, you'd watch Dynamite and you'd be like, there's no storytelling here. They're just doing matches. And it's like, no, there actually is storytelling, but they don't actually put it together into a video package. So you feel like you watched a great story being told. That, I think, was the difference. But what's the point of any of this? They both tell stories. They just do it in different ways.
Yes.
All right. What else do we have in news? Dave Meltzer, more information on Chris Jericho. He has been off TV for 4 months. He is scheduled to be a free agent at the end of the year. Been with AEW since the promotion launched in 2019. Meltzer notes there are people in AEW expect Jericho to go back to WWE when his contract expires. There's a chance he could return to the company as a surprise entrance in the Royal Rumble, but obviously nothing is definitive until it happens. And the only thing he's heard from WWE, according to Dave, is they expect him. But keep in mind at this stage of everything, if he's looking to go there and negotiate with them, he's going to give that impression. I can tell you've heard the same thing about other AEW stars over the years that WWE was pretty sure they were getting. Some went and some did stay.
The one thing we know for sure is they can't add injury time because that dude never gets hurt.
Yes. The thing, here's what I can tell you guys. A good example of somebody that everybody thought was leaving and didn't was like Buddy Matthews. You know, everybody was sure that that guy's deal is going to be up, him and Malachi, they're all going to go back. And it ended up with, but, you know, Buddy's deal came up and he re-signed. And I know people were very surprised about that one.
Especially and, his wife.
Yeah. Or, you know, Rhea. So, you know, here's what I can tell you about Chris Jericho. I have absolutely, and people have been asking me, I have no idea. Okay. Yes, I've been on Chris Jericho's podcast. Yes, I have done shows with him. I've interviewed him. He's interviewed me. We could be best friends, and I would have absolutely no idea what he's doing. So actually, you know, it's kind of like...
I'm much closer to his best friend, and I will echo
Yeah, that. You have absolutely no idea either. I mean, he isn't going to tell anybody what his plans are, okay? But what's my gut feeling? My gut feeling is he's going. I don't know that. I have absolutely no idea whatsoever. But like if you look, what has he done? You know, he's done everything there is to do in AEW. The fans sort of, you know, turn on the guy. They turned on the guy over the last year. It's kind of up and down depending on what his character is. But, you know, he's a guy that's constantly reinventing himself. He's constantly looking for opportunities. And, you know, it's time. It's time for him to go back to WWE. And I would say that about certain people in WWE as well. You know, there are people in WWE that, you know what, man, it's time. You've been here. You've done it all. You ain't going to do anything else. It would be good to have, like, a new place to go. And I expect him to go. I don't know. I have absolutely no idea what he's thinking. I don't know. Tony could throw $5 million at him. Who knows? But if I had to, hazard a guess, it would be that he is going back to WWE.
And until it happens one way or the other, he will have us know exactly how much he would like us to know. He is a businessman. He will play things and figure out what he wants to do, and we'll find out about it after it happens.
We have Forbidden Door Go Home Dynamite 565 and a .16 at 18-49. This is the lowest audience since April 23rd and the second lowest audience of 2025. That's not good. And the 18-49 is the third highest the show has done since June 18th, so that's at least good.
Do you have quarter hours?
I'm going to see if I can find him right here.
Curious what happened after the attempted murder.
That's not the kind of thing that turns people off. Although it probably did, because that's the time that everyone... Oh, actually, no! After the attempted murder, the show grew. Although the attempted murder was the least watched thing on the show. But it did grow afterwards. And, like...
So people came back after it was over?
Dude, it's like every... Remember I did that big rant about the overrun? Mm-hmm. We got another overrun growth. Although, to be fair, the overrun growth was like 6,000 viewers, and it did fall in 18-49. So it did hurt the show a little bit.
But was the overrun above or below average? That's the important part.
It was a little bit below average.
So it brought down the rating.
Well, yeah, but like the entire show was below average, and the overrun was closer to average than anything else on the show. But yes, it brought everything down. All right, we're going to do Q&A after the break, everybody. Get your questions in, 425-780-7566. Brian at WrestlingObserver.com. Back in a moment, Observer Live. Taking that time right
behind my back. I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands. and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here. Hey, Wrestling Observer Live. If you want to ask a question, 425-780-7566. It's the text message line. That is 425-780-7566. F4W online at gmail.com. And don't forget, I'm on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. $10 cameos at F4W online. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. And any questions for Lance and I? Why don't we do some of them here? Lance, what do you think?
Sure, hit it.
All right, let's see what we got here. If I can find this stupid button. Why is Brian wearing a tank top all the time? It's because I'm jacked, brother! No, it's because I'm at the beach and it's 85 degrees here and there's no AC and I'm sweating my...
Yeah, but dude, I saw you stand up during the commercial break. You're wearing jeans.
I am wearing my jeans right now. I got a lot of stuff I got to carry around. You know what I'm saying? I don't
shorts
have a good
don't
pair of
have
shorts.
Pockets?
Not the kind I need. All right. Brian, this is a good one for you too, Lance. If TNA gets this TV deal, I'm presuming he's saying Wednesday is on the CW, and goes up against Dynamite, do you think WWE and their efforts to impact Dynamite's ratings will start moving a lot of their aging talents with name value who've done everything there is to do on the main roster over to the program? Guys like Miz, Finn Balor, New Day, and Truth.
I would personally doubt it. I would think you'd be better off plugging Wednesday Impact on Tuesday's NXT on the same station and just cross-promote angles that way so there's a hook from Tuesday to send you to Wednesday rather than just random main roster guys, because TNA is still going to want to have their creative and not just have Miz interjected for some reason.
Well, yes. I mean, if TNA, listen, if WWE buys TNA, yeah, they may send a bunch of guys there because they own both promotions. But I mean, if they don't, I mean, TNA is still their own entity. They've got their own wrestlers under contract. I do believe that you will see more main roster and NXT talent appearing on TNA. And I think that TNA would be happy to, you know, get some guys to be cycled in and out and some women. But I don't think that, like, you know, Miz is going to become a TNA performer, you know, like, he'd have to be under contract. TNA would have to sign him. I don't see something like that happening, but I do see more of the cross promotion, plenty more, especially if they end up going head to head with Dynamite, which I don't know if they're going to do, but if that happened.
Yes, all speculation. Who knows?
What other old ECW pay-per-view names could WWE use for PLEs? I could see them using CyberSlam. I don't know, man.
That was never a pay-per-view.
What was CyberSlam? Just like an
it
event?
It was just a big show that they then sold on VHS tape. There was, what? Most of the names I'm thinking WWE right now wouldn't want to use. I'm trying to think what some of the other ones might have been. Well, there's November to Remember, but didn't TK just copyright like September to Remember?
Yes. They did
Hardcore Heaven.
Yeah.
That's just Extreme Rules. They wouldn't need that one.
This person says, if Jericho is leaving, but his contract is still valid until the end of the year, why not have Jericho do one more match to put somebody over on the way out? Perhaps Omega, first and last match out of WWE. Well, my friend, there's theory and then there's reality. Okay? Yes, in theory, yeah, I haven't put some guys over on the way out. But, like, the reality is Tony doesn't do that. He has never done that. When there is somebody that he figures has one foot out the door, they're gone. I mean, they vanish from television. We don't know where they went. We don't hear about them. They just disappear until their contract is out and they get out of there. I mean, we've seen this over and over and over and over again. Well, yeah, with the exception of Andrade, who, like, got a win on the way out.
I agree with Tony on this, in that wins don't mean what they used to win, like they used to mean. If people, let's just assume Chris is leaving. If people know he's leaving, they'll be like, oh, he's just doing a job on the way out. They don't actually think the guy that beat him is better than him. And heaven forbid he has an amazing, great match, then fans will be like, oh man, it sucks that he's leaving. Where if he's out of sight, out of mind, because he hasn't been on TV in a while, and you're featuring, you know, your Kyle Fletchers and your MJFs and stuff, it's like, I think you're better off to just feature the guys you're keeping and have people enjoy the show with the people that are staying, because I don't think if Kyle Fletcher, you know, Jericho comes back and puts over a Kyle Fletcher, it's like, I don't think anyone is just automatically going to, oh man, Kyle Fletcher just beat a legend. He's so much bigger of a star. It's like, I don't think fans think that way anymore.
Brazier says, what are the stories that MJF poured water on Briscoe and therefore cannot get arrested for attempted murder?
Why didn't Briscoe say something then?
Well, to be fair, I think that Briscoe in storyline was like unconscious. Because he didn't even struggle when he was having gas poured on him. I think, here's the thing, though, okay? All right, let's imagine that I walk into, let's say you work at McDonald's, Lance, okay?
Can we at least go Tim Hortons?
Whatever, you work at Tim Hortons. I walk in, I got a gun. I threaten to kill you if you don't give me everything in the cash register. You end up giving me everything. I flee. Like an idiot, they got video of me. I am immediately arrested. And then I reveal, well, it wasn't a real gun. It was a squirt gun. They're just going to go, oh, well, you're okay, buddy. It's all right. You can go.
Yeah, you're still screwed.
You're still screwed, yes. He threatened to kill him. The substance poured upon him is irrelevant. He threatened to kill him.
It's still a terroristic threat.
That is a terroristic threat, yes. And besides, he had a lighter. He could have lit him on fire with or without gas. This person here says, let's not forget that Ricochet in the span of 30 seconds goes from holding Mark Briscoe hostage to just chilling and laughing with some rando in the hallway. I would have assumed he and MGF would leave the building immediately. Nope, they hung out back there. He was terroristic threat, and then hung out backstage joking around. Name a worse pay-per-view or PLE title than WrestlePalooza, please. There has to be one. What are some of the terrible
Great
pay-per-view
Balls
names?
Of Fire.
Yeah, remember WWE Great Balls of Fire? That sucked. What else? There have got to be more. Everyone immediately had Great Balls of Fire. Yeah, that one was terrible.
Some of the WCW ones at the end were just like, why? Like, Sin, Greed.
Yeah. Sold Out, S-O-U-L.
Yeah.
This person says, if Jericho goes back to WWE, do we get Comedy Act Jericho or something more serious like he did in New Japan? Do we get a legit championship caliber run or just a supporting character that he's happy to collect a big paycheck for? Well, here's what I think. Jericho always has to reinvent himself in some way, okay? So, what I think, and he's been gone for a long time. Like, if I'm Chris Jericho right now, and it's August, and I am presuming that I'm coming back at the Royal Rumble, which is like the end of January. I've got September, October, November, December. I got like 4 or 5 months, okay? I go full wizard. Long gray beard, long gray hair, and I am now the old tough guy, right? You don't wrestle all that much, but every now and then when things go bad, like who are some of the classic old grizzled, like tough guys from you know, like Bruno when he got older, maybe did commentary the whole time, but then, you know, something, and now, oh man, Bruno's coming out, he's going to, you know, like a Minoru Suzuki, whatever. I think that should be his next
Bill
his
Watts
next
in
gimmick.
Mid-South?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So that's what I think he should be. What do you think?
I think he'd have to really get on the beard if he's doing that. He doesn't have one at the moment.
All right, let's see. Well, that's why I said 5 months. He can grow a good beard in 5 months. All right, let's see. Where's my thing right here? I got distracted by all these text messages. All right, hypothetical for Lance. Kurt Angle comes in, manages Tavion Heights and Tyra May Steele. Will he manage a new Team Canada then?
Why would he manage?
You!
Hi.
Yes.
I have zero interest in doing anything on screen whatsoever. I avoid cameras backstage when they're doing the, you know, the fade to black documentary stuff. I am very happy being a invisible cog in the wheel backstage.
All right. Let's see. That'd be pretty cool, though. I get taking Ricky Starks off TV, but he's Chris Jericho. He's not going to become a bigger star doing another match. But Lance convinced me as I'm writing this, so never mind. Job, Lance.
Glad to be of help.
Let's see. There's plenty for Jericho to do in AEW. Long ago, he and Hangman were in the tournament finals for the title. He's the guy Hangman never beat. Him and Sammy Guevara could feud. Listen, guys, listen. I love AEW, okay? Love AEW. But there are a million things everybody could do. Like, when you watch...
a million guys to do it.
When you watch WWE, okay, how many matches are there that we have never seen? I mean, unless we're talking about bringing back a guy like Brock Lesnar, okay, well, we haven't seen Brock in years, and now we've got a new group of talent. You know, you could do, you know, Brock Lesnar and LA Knight. I mean, you know, there are matches like that. But as far as like the general, you know, the regular that they're on TV all the time, what WWE matches have we not seen yet? There's practically none. They're always, because they do so many DQs and run and finishes and everything like that, like everybody's wrestled everybody, and they continue to all wrestle everybody. To the point where when you hear Charlotte Flair has not had a match on Raw in 4 years, you're like, what? How? How is that possible? If you look at the AEW roster, how many matches are there we have never seen before? It feels like there's thousands. Because, you know, you watch Collision, and it's very rarely, you know. And actually, when you see, like, star versus star matches, I mean, we've seen some Paragon and whatever, like, over and over again for, like, six straight weeks. But, like, there's so many matches we haven't seen. There's so many rematches that we haven't seen. Like, that's just the way that they book. So I don't think that, like, yeah, I mean, there's a million things that Jericho could do in AEW. There's a million things everybody could do. But, like, he's been the AEW champion. He's been an AEW pay-per-view main eventer. Knowing the way Tony books, are not going to go through all of these matches we haven't seen with Chris Jericho. So it's time for him to move on. Why would a promotion allow its world champion to put in the contract that they can go 50 days without defending the title?
That's a TNA question.
Okay, what is it? What's the answer?
It's just on television, Trick Williams revealed that in his contract, he doesn't have to defend the title more than 50 days. And again, I think I'm unclear, because I would think that that would be his NXT contract, because you're into a weird zone of, yeah, he's the TNA champion, but he's not under contract to TNA, so he's more bound to his NXT contract. So it's a weird thing, but Trick did reveal that in his contract, he only has to defend the title every 50 days.
I see. All right, back in a moment with more, everybody. Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us here today. Bert says, I'm very happy Naomi's expecting, also worried because she's so hot right now. I would hate for her to lose her spot. Do you think they will pick up where they left off next year? Yes. I think they're going to pick up exactly where they left off as soon as she returns next year.
But also, to just let the woman be happy. They yes. really want to have a kid. They're going to have a kid, and she can come back if and when she wants to. They seemed really happy about it. Let's just be happy for them.
Yes. And you know, there have been a lot of injuries. Liv, Rhea, and like they all get picked up right where they left off. So I would not worry about that. Hey, next Thursday, there's a TNA show. Trick Williams, AJ Francis versus Mike Santana and Steve Maclin. Hardys versus Leon Slater and Cedric Alexander. Inspiration versus Fatal Influence. Tasha Steelz versus Mara Sade.
Sade. Like the singer.
And Eric Young versus Myron Reed. Last night was a TNA show. You can check it out on TNA Plus, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And then we've got some TNA stars coming up on Sunday for Heatwave as well. Forbidden Door and Heatwave this weekend. And Vinny is on vacation. He's going to Forbidden Door. But I'm not sure what the plan is for this Sunday in terms of a post show, other than we will be doing Observer Radio. I don't know about a Brian and Vinny show on Sunday, but we'll see what we can do. But Vinny will be back in a couple of weeks. Brian Rose was on the Brian and Brian show last night. That was a lot of fun. And he'll be back Tuesday and next Thursday as well. And other than that, everything is on exactly as planned. Dave and Garrett today. Dave and I Sunday. Lots of stuff. Check it out. Thanks for helping out this week, Lance, as Filthy recovers.
And, no problem. Best to him as well.
That's it. Best to Filthy. We'll talk to you again after a while.